Abductions, are they still happening?
In the old days, the very old days where I am concerned, we used to laugh at people who claimed they were abducted by aliens. The reason for this was after the UFO craze started to hit the silver screen. In case you don't know what that is, we used to call the movies the silver screen, the cuckoos came out. There was a certain group of people who would wear silver space suits and even helmets and go to conventions carrying signs saying they were abducted. If you talked to them, they would say things like they visited Venus and it was populated by all women or some such thing, and the women flew them there and back. The abduction craze was almost always comical. Things began to change, however, and more serious abduction claims began to surface. The first serious one I remember was that of Betty and Barney Hill. They didn't remember what had happened to them when they were driving, but both had a nagging feeling something monumental did. They also had lost time. Lost time is where you remember doing something at a certain time, but the next thing you remember is you looked at your watch or clock and it was hours later, and there is no explanation for the lost time in between. They were so disturbed by a feeling of dread they went to a psychiatrist who hypnotized them, which brought back what happened to them. They had been brought upon a spacecraft and examined. What made the Hill case so believable was the fact Betty said she actually talked to the commander, and when she asked him where they came from, he showed her a map which she was able to reproduce, and years later an amateur astronomer named Fish was able to match it to a particular region of space known as the Zeta Reticuli system. There seem to be quite a few people who claim to have been abducted, and some of them have the scars which they say prove it. There are enough claimed cases to at least investigate the claim. One person in particular named Betty Andreessen had one of the most celebrated abduction cases of all. The woman had all sorts of partial memories of aliens and alien events which were disturbing her. She reported this to MUF on the Mutual UFO Network. She began sessions with Dr. Raymond Fowler, who used hypnotic regression to totally unlock her memories, and the sessions lasted over 20 years. She began to realize she had been abducted many times over her lifetime. It turned out her father had seen the small aliens. She remembered them coming through the walls of her home. She said they were able to put a human into suspended animation just by making eye contact. She began to remember how she followed the aliens to their ship, with one remaining behind to sit with the rest of the family members. When she was returned home, the aliens were there with her and were placing the family members into their beds. They were still in suspended animation. They told her man is not made of just flesh and blood. During the hypnotic sessions, many of the facts she gave the doctor about weather and events checked out. On one trip, Betty said the craft she was in went into the water into an underground base. She claimed the aliens had told her different future events which came true. One of the things which scared the doctor was when he discovered scoop marks on Betty's arm, which she said was from an alien examination, and then realized he had the same mark on his arm. Many people consider this case to be the most serious abduction case. Not all UFO abductions end with people returning. There are so many people who disappear, there is no way of knowing if any of them were abducted and never returned. There is a story of two soldiers who were investigating a reported UFO landing in a desert in the United States. They got separated, and from a distance one saw metallic tentacles come out from a saucer-shaped object and grab the other and fly away. The first soldier chased the saucer in a jeep, and along the way the saucer threw the mangled body of the second soldier out of the craft. This leads to the question, are there more than one race of aliens coming here, and if so, are they all friendly? I believe most UFO investigators would say there are many different races coming to Earth, and some could care less if we live or die, while others are probably more benevolent. This may be because some look more like us than others according to descriptions. It could even be the ones who resemble us are somehow related to the human race. Another famous abduction took place in Pascagoula, Mississippi. What made this even more believable was the fact 15 people had seen a UFO, and a short time later Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson were abducted by a UFO. The two men were on a pier and fishing when they heard a whirling sound over their heads. There was an oval-shaped craft over their heads which had a diameter of about 40 feet. The two men became paralyzed. They described the aliens as having crab-like pincers and slit mouths. They were brought onto the ship. There was a problem with this case, however, in that one of the men, Hickson, refused a lie detector test and a reporter claimed there were inconsistencies in his story. Hickson said he was unconscious for most of the time of the abduction and that was why he wasn't sure about some of the facts. Some believe there are quite a few others who have been abducted by aliens and returned, but most of them don't know it because the blocking of their memories has been more successful than the few where it wasn't. While there is no way to be sure about this, there are some people who find strange things in their bodies. Doctors have removed objects from people which cannot be explained. The reason for this is the human body is infamous for rejecting foreign objects, and yet these objects were not rejected because they had some sort of a membrane around them which prevented rejection, and yet that is beyond our medical expertise. Most of the time the objects were putting out a signal like a tracking device. Dr. Lear had become famous in UFO circles for removing these objects. Are we still being abducted, and could the techniques of blocking it out of our memories have advanced?